We're in Simin Shin Ches, the halachas of Mukta. We're on Sif Yud Ches, and we'll be doing from Yud Ches through Chaf. Kotz Hamunach Breshus HaRabim, a sharp piece of wood that's sitting in the street in the Breshus HaRabim. Muter L'taltalo Pochus Pochus Mi'arba Amis. So this really includes two different halachas. The halachas, when you're dealing with a sharp piece of wood that's sitting in the street, and there's really a chashash that people can get hurt, Chazal were matter two things. Number one, this piece of wood is mukta, and they said that you can move it. Number two, this piece of wood is in the middle of the street, and they allowed you to carry it in a way that is also only midrabanan, which is pachas pachas midal ramis. You lift it, you carry it, you put it down within four amis, which is mutter even midrabanan, but then you pick it up and carry it another four amis and put it down. Midrabanan, it is also to carry over a long distance by way of picking it up and putting it down within four amis. Midaraisa, you have to carry four amis in order to be chayef. Midrabanan, if you're carrying more than four amis by way of putting it down in the middle, that too is aser. Here, they were matter it because of Hezekah the Rabbim. Uva Carmelis, a place that is where the Yisr Tiltal is only midrabanan. Mutar letatl ola hedya. Chazal said you can carry it all together in the regular way. You don't have to put it down every pagas midal amis. Mishum dechashinon shema yuzoku bo rabim, because we're afraid that the public will get hurt from it. Ubamakam hezeke the rabim lo goza de rabbanon shvus. The rabbanon did not make isurim de rabbanon in a makam hezeke the rabim. Now the poskim speak out, why do you need hezeke the rabim? We've already learned before that say there's a piece of glass on the floor in your house. Even though it's mukta, you're allowed to pick it up and throw it away so that no one will get hurt. You don't need hezeke the rabim there. Hezeke the yachid is sufficient. So they say, since this mechaber is including both the halach of tiltul mukta, as well as the heter to carry it in the street, pachas pachas mi'ar ba'amis, it's got to be hezekah derabim. Whereas when there's no issue of carrying, the only issue is mukta, there were matar even for b'makam hezekah deyachid. The Magen Avraham brings a rivash that this was only said about a small piece of wood that's sharp, but a large piece of wood is not really a danger because people will see to be careful from it. However, he was matar tiltul min hatzad. That means you're allowed to move it begufo, you're allowed to kick it or something. Some say that if it was their Erev Shabbos and you could have moved it away and you didn't, Chazal weren't matar it. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to favor that pshat. And he holds that since today it's a menace to society, you're allowed to get rid of it. The Mishnah Berurah also says that if you're talking about a stone, which is not really sharp, even though there's a remote chance that someone can get hurt, that Chazal were not matar to move on Shabbos. Sif Yutes. Sulam shel aliyah shu gadol va'osi latiach bo gago. This is a new halacha, a ladder that is made for tarring your roof. When people had straight roofs in those days, the water wouldn't drain. What they used to do is they used to go and put lots of cement or mortar down on the top of it for the rain to slip off. So they had a ladder to regularly go up to the roof to fix that. So that's osir l'taltlo. You're not allowed to move it. Now, where does this come from? This is a different gzeira. This is not Hilkas Mukta. This is a special gzeira's chazal. They're afraid that if you move this ladder on Shabbos, people are going to think that you went up there to tar your roof. They think that you're moving the ladder because you need to tar your roof. Now, lahalacha, the Rambam sheet is that that's usur, and you're not allowed to move it for any reason, even with Tzara Gufo or Makomo, because of a gzeira's chazal. The Gra follows the Rajba, who says that you're even allowed to move it, you just cannot bring it to a whole different place. But if you're moving it just a little bit, then that would be mutter. Further, Avol Shel Shovach, the ladders that they had for the birdhouses, mutter l'netos mimakom l'makom, you actually go and move it and put it down against different places. Avol lo yolichenu mishovach l'shovach, but you shouldn't go putting it up to a bird's nest, and then from there go to another nest. Kadesh lo yaseh kederach shuhosu b'chol v'yovo lotzud. Simply as a hecker, so he will not be over on the malacha of tzeda. Sifchaf. Now, Sifchaf is dealing with the issue of taking something which is not a keli, so that it is muktzah machmas gufo, and turning it into a keli, so you'll be allowed to move it on Shabbos. The klal of muktzah machmas gufo is something which is nothing, something which is not a keli. Its whole identity is either nothing or iser. And the halacha there is that it cannot even be moved from gufo makomo. What do you have to do before Shabbos to turn it into a keli so that you'll be able to use it on Shabbos? So the Mechaber says, Chori yishol dekel, this is palm branches, shekotzitzom l'sreifa, you chop them down for firewood, so they're not kelim. Firewood has does not have a shame kli, it's muktzim achmas gufa. Muktzim heim, they're muktzim, v'asur l'taltalam, you can't move them. Yashav aleihem ma'at debod yom, what happens if you sat down on them a little bit on Erev Shabbos? Mutr leishav aleihem b'Shabbos, then you're allowed to sit on them on Shabbos. But kol shkinuim koshven leishav aleihem. Certainly, if you actually did a shinui maisa where you tied them down, o im choshev aleihem ibod yom, or you had in mind to use them, leishav aleihem afilu b'chol, even if your kavana was to use it, not on Shabbos but during the week. Nevertheless, the halach is that makes it into a kli. So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah here follows the pshat of some of the Achronim of the Nosa Kelim on the Rambam, that Chori Yishol Dekel are easier to turn into a kli than other things. Because really in those days, Chori Yishol Dekel, palm branches, were used for sitting on. They were used as couches. This particular person went ahead and chopped down a palm branch for the sake of firewood. So here Chazal tell us that if you used it once before Shabbos, or you thought about it before Shabbos, that will be enough to be matur on Shabbos. Whereas, something that's really muktzah machmas gufo, this will be insufficient. Now also, it says here that the ones that you didn't think about are muktzah, and you can't even sit on them. The Magen Avraham shita is that as long as you don't move them, there's no isser. Meaning the isser is not the fact that you're gaining from them by sitting on them. The isser is that you're moving them. So if you can sit on them without moving them, the Magen Avraham is matir. The Mishnah Berurah here brings up another particular case that we find in the Mishnah and the Gemara, and that is a branch. Let's say you have a cut branch of wood, and it's forked at the edge of it, and people used to use that as a way of lowering and raising a bucket into the well. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha is, first of all, unless the bucket is tied to it, the halacha will be that it'll be usur to use this. Why is that? Because we are afraid that it's going to be too long and you're going to end up cutting it and being over a makabe patish. Certainly, if it's still connected to the ground, so you're not allowed to use anything that's mechubar lakarka, as a chashash that you cut it, unless it is within three tefachim of the ground, so it's still considered the ground. So there, even though you didn't chop it off before Shabbos, if it was tied on, then that's good enough. The Mishnah Berurah with regard to sitting on these palm branches brings a shitas ami'iri that lechatchilu you should not sit on palm branches that were cut for firewood if you did not have in mind to use them for something else, because that is considered like tiltul muktzah, it's a shimush of muktzah.